This week's mailbag is from Tracy. I started a makeshift Sunday basket in 2016. I remember seeing people posting pictures of their baskets overflowing because they got behind on the consistency. It shocked me at how people who knew how beneficial this thing was could ever let it get to that overwhelming point. Fast forward 6 months, and that was me. Even with months of paperwork piled in a basket, I was still more organized than I was previously, with paper piles everywhere. I set my timer for 20 minutes and decided to start sorting. The timer kept me motivated, and it only took me 3 20-minute segments to whip it back into shape. My mistake was not blocking off a consistent time to do the basket weekly. If I didn't get to it, I would say, oh well, I'll do it next week. Now I plan my week on Friday, and if I know my normal Sunday basket time is going to be interrupted, I will schedule in a 2-hour block to get it done before Sunday. In most cases, it seriously takes 30 minutes or less. It was the timer and consistency that motivated me to keep the streak going. Now that I have that down, I have more bandwidth to get so much more completed instead of just thinking about it. I do it.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. All right. Last week on the podcast, we talked about, is there an organization finish line? I talked to you about how I wanted you to create different categories of organization and decide when you were going to be 80% done so that you could say that you were organized in these different categories as you move towards a completely organized life. And there are certain times of your life and certain times of the year where it is easier to set these goals for yourself, and organization actually happens easier and faster. And I call these golden windows. So golden windows is a term that I came up with long ago when I realized that the year you send your child to full-time school, if you are a stay-at-home mom, becomes an opportune time for you to take back your house. And that was the first golden window that I identified. And throughout the years, I've identified many more golden windows that we have, and I'll go through those inside of this podcast. But the question, and many of you have been asking me this question, is how long do golden windows last? Which is such a great question. I love how you guys are thinking about your thinking. And the answer is twofold. One, there could be a long golden window, or there can be a short golden window, and that golden window can be for the same exact golden window with two different people. And here's the difference. A long golden window is anticipated, and then you experience the golden window, and then you extend the energy of the golden window beyond where it would naturally be. A short golden window is when you realize you're in a golden window after the golden window has already started, but you did not plan in advance, so the energy fizzles out and the opportunity is gone. The best example that came to my mind, the most concrete one I think we can all relate to, would be expecting a child. So if you become pregnant, that would be the anticipation of becoming a parent. And pregnancy gives you, 7.5 months at least of knowing that this baby is going to be coming. It's a long anticipated time. There's a lot of time there where you can dream and think and plan and register and, do all the fun things that you do. And then the baby is born, and usually you've, prepped meals and people are going to help you, and you have a maternity leave. And so you know that this golden window of becoming a parent is coming. You plan during the pregnancy for the birth and the after the birth. And then you can extend that golden window by, you know, taking extra maternity leave, having parents come visit you. You get the idea. An example of where that same exact experience would be a shortened golden window would be in my situation when I adopted my children. So when you adopt your children, there is no anticipation time because you hope that you're going to become a parent, but you don't know if you're going to become a parent and you don't know when that's going to happen. And like in the case of adopting Joey, we got a call at 5 o'clock at night, and at 7 o'clock at night, we had a baby. That's not a lot of time to anticipate. Now, granted, I'd been preparing my whole life to be a parent, so I had done a couple of things, but when you are adopting, if you've never adopted before, it's very, very different than being pregnant because a lot of your family and friends have not experienced adoption before. They don't really know what to say or what to do. You, as the adoptive parents, don't know what to say or what to do. You don't have any baby showers because there's no baby coming. Like, I mean, there's a baby coming, but we don't know if the baby's coming, right? So you don't have any baby showers. So there's no preparing your nursery. So we actually, before we adopted Joey, we were supposed to adopt a baby a couple weeks prior, and the adoption fell through. But in preparation for that adoption that we thought we were going to get that little baby, Greg and I had decorated the nursery. We had bought a crib. Did we buy a crib? I think we bought a crib. We bought one of those all-in-one strollers that also had the car seat in it because we knew we had to bring the baby home. And then I had bought a diaper bag and had it monogrammed with my name. And I filled it full of, like, you know, the first diapers you would need, a few clothes, and formula, and a couple bottles. And that's it. And so when that adoption fell through a couple weeks before that baby was supposed to be born, we just shut the door to the nursery. And then when we got the call at 5 o'clock at night that there was a baby boy that needed a little home and we were on our way to go get him, I opened the nursery door, grabbed the diaper bag, grabbed the car seat, and got in the car. Now, depending on, you know, your adoption situation, adoptions are not finalized when you become the adoptive parent. Every state is different. And in the state of Ohio, until 30 days after the baby has been in your home, the adoption is not final. Not final, but it can be reversed. And so our family and friends knew that. And they explicitly told Greg and I they would not have a baby shower for us until Joey was 30 days old. So the first month of his life, we still were buying everything he needs. You get the idea. And also, there was a very real possibility that Joey was not going to stay in our family and that this adoption was going to fall through as well. So I didn't take a maternity leave. I just kept working. Like, we had literally had Joey 2 days and I was still doing a meeting in my basement with my team for direct sales. Like, I was still kept working. So I did not take a maternity leave for either of my children until they were 6 weeks old. And that's when I decided that I was going to take a month off of working and just really focus on being a mom. And so you can see in that example how the same exact golden window of becoming a parent is extremely different if you have the proactive planning, more like there is no normal of having a child or entering a child into your life. But when you announce that you're pregnant and you're going to have a baby, sometimes the baby is born early or, you know, other things can happen, but there's kind of a standard like 9-month preparation. You have the baby showers and you get to plan and you can really embrace this season of becoming a parent. If you become a parent through adoption, you don't get those same benefits. So let's talk about a couple of other golden windows. Moving. Moving is always a golden window because you get to move to a new home. Now, obviously, a planned move would be like we've decided we want to move either for a new job or for an opportunity. Like you proactively decide you want to move, or maybe you stay in the same location, but you move from one house to another because you're building or for whatever reason. You dream about it. You think about your dream home. You plan everything you want in this new home. You pack up everything in your current home. You declutter before you move. When you get to the new home, you completely unpack. You do the decorating and you start your new life in the new home. A shorter version of this golden window would be if, like, you're renting a house and the lease is up and the owner has decided to sell the house and now you have 4 weeks and you have to move because you cannot renew your lease because you're selling the house. Or you have to move for an unexpected reason or whatever. There's an unexpected reason why you're moving. It's not a planned thing and you weren't dreaming about it and thinking about it. And now you are frantically trying to find a new house, list this house, and you just start putting everything in boxes. Now you end up in the new house, but you weren't planning on moving. And so you don't have time in the new house to fully unpack. And sometimes you stay in that house for years, never fully unpack, and then you just move all that stuff to the next house. You could see how these golden windows can either be planned or unplanned. Changing jobs, changing careers, getting a promotion would all still fall into that same scenario I just told you about moving. A more anticipated golden window, but yet is not obvious until you've actually experienced it, unless someone explicitly points out that this is going to happen, are milestones that happen with your children. If you have children, there is definitely a golden window when your youngest child starts attending full-time school. And if that's like two-year-old daycare, like whenever they're not at home wreaking havoc all day, that is definitely a golden window. When your youngest child enters middle school, when your youngest child starts driving, when your youngest child leaves home, these are all golden windows. Your family ages, stages, the way your house functions changes with each of these events. And sometimes you don't really even notice it unless it's pointed out to you. And I don't know anyone other than me that actually points out these different life stages with children. But if you've already experienced some of these and were not cognizant of what is happening, you will look back and you're like, oh, you're right. Like when your last child enters all day school, that means that now you're packing lunches. Like no one's eating lunch at home anymore when all of the kids are in school, which means you need a lunch packing station. It also means at the end of the day, everyone comes home at the same time with backpacks and lunch boxes and coats, and you need a drop zone and you need snacks at the end of the day because everybody's hungry because they haven't been home. And the house stays more organized during the day, which is great, but then everybody's there all together at the end of the day. You see, like the way you use your house totally changes. And the way in which you use your house totally changes, but often we don't take the time to then go through and say like, okay, our youngest child is now attending school full time, which means that we don't need any baby toys, gates, high chairs, sippy cups, like all of that stuff goes when your youngest child attends all day school. And it really is a long purging of all of the spaces in your house. And when I would help people professionally organize their homes, this is when we would turn their kids' bedrooms into mini apartments. Because for the most part, their toys were no longer all over the house. Their toys now were mostly confined to their bedrooms and maybe one other room of the house. So every room is no longer a toy room anymore once you enter this phase of life. When your youngest child enters middle school, you better get yourself a Google Calendar and get everyone one. Like everybody in the house needs to have a Google Calendar and yours needs to overlay them. Because when your youngest child is in middle school, everyone in your family is moving into an adult situation. And so they have their own friends, activities, obligations, financial responsibilities, like, and there's a lot of planning that goes into that. When your youngest child starts driving, it is like an amazing amount of freedom for the parents to not be the full-time chauffeurs. Like it comes out of nowhere that all of a sudden you're in this chauffeuring phase of your life. And by the time you get to the point where your youngest child is going to get their driver's license, you're easily driving 15 to 25 hours a week. Like add it up. Don't add it up, but also add it up. It's a lot. It's a lot of hours. And then all of a sudden, like in the blink of an eye, you have so much time. It's a completely different paradigm of time. And then when your last child goes away to school or they move out, which this is the one golden window that everyone thinks about, that is when you're able to go through and again, declutter and organize the house. But since we often don't think about all of the other golden windows that I just talked to you about, we anticipate that we're going to do anything home organization related when the last child goes away to school. But each of these golden windows are great opportunities to really declutter what we're not going to need anymore because our family is past that stage, and also invest in what the next phase of life is going to need. So if your youngest child is entering middle school, you definitely may or may not need a lunch packing station, but you for sure need a drink station because everyone in that family is drinking coffees and protein powders and smoothies, and like half of what you have is drinkable because you're in the car drinking it because you're not at home sitting down eating meals anymore. So just really think about, if you have children, which of these phases are you in? And if you were to analytically look at how you're spending your time using your kitchen, using your car, using the space in your house, how much of your organization isn't working because you're trying to use an organizational system or strategy that worked in a prior organizational time of life for your kids? Everything changes with each of these stages. Another golden window that we all experience every 5 to 10 years are milestone birthdays. Some are bigger than others, like 40 is huge. 50 is a big one. 45 is okay. 35 is okay. Like the fives tend to be like half the intensity of the tens. But each of these 5 and 10 year golden windows are times when we naturally just start to think like, we just take pause and we look at our life and go, am I on the right track? Is this what I want to be doing for the next 5 or 10 years? Am I using my time and my resources and my capacity to the best of my ability? Do I see the path that I'm on being one that is one that I want to be on, that is going to be fruitful, that is going to get me where I want to go? And when you do that, you naturally, last week I talked about personal organization, you naturally take, you know, 6 to 12 weeks to go through all of your personal organization. Like you do a major declutter of your closet when you have a 10-year milestone birthday. You do, you may go through a new hairstyle, a new beauty routine, a new morning, afternoon, and evening routines. Like you're really ripe for some major shifts in those routines, not just minor tweaks like we usually do. So those milestone birthdays are a great time to give yourself the gift of a retreat or some reflection time or carve out some time to organize these spaces. And this is why it's a golden window. Like you're going to turn 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. You're going to have this natural energy of like, I really want to clean out my closet. And if you get to like, you've been 40 for half the year, so you're 40 and a half years old. Cleaning out your closet becomes a mental to-do at that point, whereas the month that you turn 40, the energy and intensity behind wanting to clean out your closet is like a level 10. And every month before that and after that, it goes down to a lower number. So like, let's say it's 6 months before your 40th birthday. You're at a level 5 of wanting to clean out your closet. 5 months before the birthday, you're at a level 6. 3 months before your birthday, you're at a level 7. The month that you turn 40, you are at a 10. 3 months after you turn 40, you're at a level 7. 6 months after you turn 40, you're at a level 5. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's not that you clean out your closet, you deep clean your closet when you turn 40. It's that it is a golden window to clean out your closet. And any month that you do it closer to your birthday, the depth to which you will organize your closet, the enjoyment that you'll get to it, and the intensity you'll bring to it will be tenfold doing it 3 months before or after. Just because there's just like an energy to it. It's a golden window. And if you don't do it, and it's like 6 months later, you're like, I wanted to clean out my closet and I didn't, so I guess I should this weekend. Now it's an obligation and you're doing it at an energy level that's like 4 or 5, and it's just drudgery. Even though you just turned 40. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, that is what a golden window is. A golden window is this energy. Like, did I want to have a baby shower for Joey when he was 6 weeks old? Yes. But would the energy and intensity and joy and benefit to Greg and I have been tenfold if we had it the month before we adopted him? Absolutely. Or the week that we brought him home would have been a level, you know, 8. But by the time we had our baby showers, It was more like an obligation. He had to send it out. Now we have to send thank you cards, and we're not sleeping. And we've already used all the money we didn't have to buy everything that was essential. So now we're buying things that are like, I don't know, these layettes that he's never going to wear. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I love that we had baby showers, but the joy of it was like a 5. And the benefit to our family was like a 3. And that is the difference of a golden window. The benefit of doing things inside of these energy levels. And so I'll leave you with this. If you're like, darn it, I missed so many golden windows. Don't worry about it. You didn't know. And to my knowledge, no one has articulated this other than me. So nobody knew. So no problem. You have 3 golden windows every single year. 3 golden windows every single year. And they are spring, fall, and January. Every single year. If you think reflectively, when you have wanted to declutter everything in your house that did not have a heartbeat, those are the months that you wanted to do it. And if you say, well, that's great, but I have never done it and gotten organized, why is that? Well, number one, back to last week's podcast, it could be the order in which you organized your house. That could be part of it. But secondly, just knowing that they're golden windows does not make it so that you can take advantage of the golden window to the extent of which it is available to you. So the golden window is anticipating the golden window is coming, optimizing the time that you're in the golden window, and then extending that energy as far as you can. So if we are coming up on, it is, you know, springtime when you're listening to this real time, it is usually April in the beginning of May, August in the beginning of September, and the end of December and the first couple weeks in January. Those are the seasonal golden windows for organization. And the way in which you can take advantage of those golden windows is to know when they are and then to anticipate them. How, Lisa, do we anticipate them? Well, that's why we have the blitzes when we have the blitzes. So the back to school blitz in the middle of July helps you anticipate the work that you need to do in August to get your kids to go back to school. But also, it doesn't matter if you don't have kids. The back to school blitz is for adults also. We all need new school supplies. We all need new shoes. We all have to go to the doctor once a year. So we all get to do the back to school blitz. It is not child specific. So the back to school blitz, I raise your awareness of all the work that needs to be done in August and the beginning of September. And then you anticipate that this work is coming and you organize the work in your Sunday basket, and then you're able to take advantage of the energy, the natural productive energy that we all have in August, where we all get out planners and we all start planners that we're not going to use the beginning of September, but it's so fun to set them up in August. You've done it. I've done it. We've all done it. You want to clean out your closet. You want to get new shoes. You want to get, you want to do all these things. And so it is the anticipating of this time and proactively in July planning the doctor's appointments that you need in August on one day. So you take one day off of work and you just go to 4 doctor's appointments in one day, takes the energy of that golden window and it propels you forward into the most productive fall you're ever going to have. And all of the organization you do in August sets you up for reaping the benefits of the beginning of September through the second week in November. And if you do not take advantage of the August energy and doing all of your doctor's appointments and getting your school supplies and buying new shoes for yourself and everyone else in your family, then you find yourself frustrated in the middle of September and October when you're really in a groove at work and school is in full swing and you've got all this productive energy. And now you have a doctor's appointment at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday, right smack dab in the middle of your week. And the key to getting golden windows to last as long as possible is proactive planning. It all comes down to planning. We all have the same golden windows, whether we know it or not. When we anticipate those, it is the planning. And that is why planning days will 10x any effort that you have in the 120 days you're using them for home or the 90 days you're using them for work. And the more I teach and do my own planning days, the more capacity and energy that I have for all of the different goals that I want to do in my life. It all comes down to planning. And the people that you know that are getting so much done and you cannot figure out how they're doing it all, they must not be sleeping. Trust me, they are sleeping. The difference is they spend a lot of time planning for the next day, month, week, year, and they know what is coming 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, 2 years from now. If you ask them, they know where their time is going, and they have figured out these energies, maybe not cognitively, but they have figured out that there are certain times of year that they clean out their closet. There are certain times of year that they go through and they clean out the pantry because now we're going to be eating different foods as a family. They either cognitively figured this out, or they just, through observation, notice that if they do it this way, everything goes better for them. And you can too. Understanding your golden windows, recognizing your golden windows, allows you to get so much more out of the energy that you already have. And the final thing that I will leave you with is, once you understand all of this, it gets even better, you guys. This is like the grandmaster chess play here. So playing checkers is just going through your year. Playing chess is understanding that there are these golden windows and that you can plan for them. And then the grandmaster move is to be able to anticipate the golden windows that are coming in the future and to proactively plan exponentially for those. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, if you know that next year you're going to turn, let's say next year you're going to turn 40 and your youngest child is going to be going to middle school, then now you could say like, okay, I, for my birthday, am going to give myself a week at home. And in this week at home, I am going to completely redo my personal spaces, and my focus next year is going to be on moving our entire family into a portable lifestyle. We're going to trick out all of the cars. We're going to, you know, make sure we have everything that we need in the cars. I'm going to establish the drink stations. We're going to clean out everyone's closets and bedrooms so that we don't have anything left over from the grade school days. And you really focus in not just on decluttering and organizing, not just random decluttering and organizing, but specific and targeted decluttering and organizing for this next phase of life, so that you have not only less of what you don't need, but more of what you do need. Organizing is not just decluttering. It is also adding in what you need for the next phase of life so that everything goes easier for you. So, what golden windows do you see coming to a theater near you? And how can you reorient your time, your energy, your talents, your treasure in order to take the best opportunity and maximize those opportunities to move your organization forward faster?